Hey, level 13 folks, I decided to record something. I don't know if Daniel's going to put anything else and he doesn't even know that I'm recording this, but I was going to tell a little story. So when Mark and I were in Florence, we were doing a little walking tour, and we were going to Ponte Vecchio, which is it's a bridge. And there are a couple other bridges there in that area as well, but we wanted to see this bridge, and there's this, I never can remember. It's the Fontana de Porcellino. It's basically a pig, a bronze pig that water comes out of his mouth, and you can put a coin on it, and then you let the coin drop off of its tongue. And if it goes into the grate, I don't know, you have good luck, or there's a grate below that catches the water, and if the coin goes in there, you get good luck, or you'll return safely back to Florence or something. But anyway, so we were doing all of this, and we had just taken some lovely photos, which I'll post a couple of. I think I already posted one of them on Twitter anyway, so if you guys don't follow me on Twitter, look there, and you'll see a sunset picture of, it wasn't Ponte Vecchia, it was one of the other bridges on the other side, because the sunset was on the other side. And so I got a nice sunset picture of this other bridge that I don't know the name of. But anyway, so we were doing all of that, trying to decide where we were going to eat dinner. And this guy comes up to us, and he's a guy trying to sell these bracelets and, I don't know, necklaces and all of this stuff, like really brightly colored. And the guy was from, he said he was from Kenya, but anyway, so he comes up, and I know that he's going to try to sell us something. And I'm like, no, we're not interested. But I made the mistake of getting in conversation with him at all, because I should have walked away, like just walk, no, thank you. And walked, like, but we were standing there having a conversation. We weren't walking. So in a situation where you like pass a homeless person, you can just keep walking, you know? But when you're in a situation where you're literally standing there trying to decide, oh, are we going to eat at this restaurant, or like, what are we going to do? And someone walks up to you and then you have to get away. I didn't know what to do. And I was trying to be nice. And so I started talking. He's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, we're from the US, blah, 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 blah. He literally takes my arm and puts two bracelets on my arm. And he says, oh, this is for good luck. This is for good luck. And I'm like, no, we don't want to buy anything. He's like, no, this is a gift. This is a gift. I knew good and well this was not a gift. I'm like, no, I don't want it. Like, I appreciate it, but we really don't want it. And then he grabs Mark's arm and puts two bracelets on Mark's arm. He's like, no, we don't. Oh, this is a gift. It's for good luck. I'm going back to Kenya tomorrow, and it'll give me good luck on my travels. And we're trying to get away from this guy. Then he puts another bracelet on top of it, and he says, now this one you could buy. And I'm like, oh, here we go. He's trying to get us to buy something, and he's just like, so anyway, I'm like, no, we don't want to buy anything. And so I'm like, and then he said, okay. Well, why don't you just give me a little, you know, something for, I gave you these bracelets. Why don't you just give me a little? Yeah. He wanted some money, even though these bracelets were a gift. I'm like, no, I knew they weren't a gift. He's like, oh yeah, they were a gift, but just for my troubles, you know, why don't you go? I'm like, no, they're not a gift if you're asking for something. So, I was so mad. I'm like, no. They are not a gift. And I like grabbed the bracelets off of my arm and like threw, basically just, I didn't throw them, but I mean, I put them back in his hand forcefully. And I'm like, no, we don't want them. And we don't have any money to give you. And I like, but I got angry because it was like, and I guess I was showing my frustration. Mark's like, well, God, you didn't have to be so angry about it. But I was so angry at this guy because from the very beginning, I knew that these were not gifts. You know, I knew it. I knew it was going to come around to money. And, you know, we didn't have any small change. And I don't like to be forced to give people like money. You know, this is not a thing. Don't give me something and then ask me to buy it when I don't want it. You know, if you're a store and I walk in, and anyway, it was just, and I was so frustrated. And I was probably frustrated for a good hour after that. It didn't ruin our experience, but it was definitely an interaction that I wish had not happened. So if any of those people come up to you, if you're ever in Italy, run. because don't get in a conversation with him. You know, it's funny because I've not been wearing my hat. For any of you guys that are looking at Mark's photos that he's posting, I have worn my hat, but I've worn it only twice the whole trip so far. So like I didn't wear it. I don't know how many days we've been, but anyway, I haven't worn it. And so that was the one day, like one of the only days that I had worn my hat. So maybe there's something to it. I look like an American. Oh, well.